This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Secondary Education Examinations, SEE, beginning from today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand appeals to conduct the exam in a smooth manner. Top leaders of ruling coalition to meet today as well to finalize ministerial portfolios. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on promoting entrepreneurship. And Turkey approves Finland NATO membership bid. Now the news in detail. This year's Secondary Education Examination, SEE, is taking place across the country from today. Chairperson of National Examination Board, Mahashram Sharma, said this year's SEE is taking place across the country from 8 a.m. He added that all the necessary preparations for this year's secondary education examinations have completed. Board Chair Sharma further said that all examination-related activities, including designating invigilators at all examination centres, security arrangement, mobilisation of human resources, and taking question papers and answer sheet have completed. Examinations controller Bishnu Narayan Srestha said a total of 484,227 students have filled up the exam form for SEE. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has appealed all the concerned sides to conduct the exam in a smooth manner. Top leaders of the ruling coalition are set to meet today again to finalize the ministerial portfolios. Prime Minister's Press Coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said a meeting of the ruling parties held at Balwatar yesterday tried to conclude the ministerial portfolios, but they failed to force consensus. Prime Minister's Press Coordinator Sharma said the next meeting of the coalition partners called for today would finalize the issue. The parties have already concluded the number of ministries to be given to each of them. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said it is time for promoting entrepreneurship. Addressing the third convocation ceremony of the Agriculture and Forestry University in Chitwan yesterday, the Prime Minister said innovative technology should be developed with extensive research so as to enhance production. He further stressed on elevating livelihood of farmers using the technology developed by the universities. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the basis for political stability is in the making in the country. After laying down the foundation stone for construction of terminal building and expansion of Bharatpur Airport in Chitwan yesterday, the Prime Minister asserted that basis for political stability in the country has been set as he tried to bring all on board. He further expresses his commitment to taking the whole nation ahead towards the direction of development and prosperity by forging the broader unity. On the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kiranti said the government is planning to expand flights in the rural areas as well. The Nepali Congress has decided to field Govinda Bhattrai in Tanahu 1 and Jit Narayan Srestha in Chitwan 2 in the by-election to the member of the House of Representatives scheduled for the 23rd of April. Chief Secretary of Nepali Congress Party Office Krishna Prasad Paudal said a meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee held at the party headquarters in Sanipa yesterday took the decision to that effect. However, the party is set to take a decision later regarding the candidate in Bara constituency too. Annual reports of different commissions, including the National Human Rights Commission, have been presented in yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly. On the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma, on behalf of the Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, presented the annual reports. Fourth annual report of the Tharu Commission, fourth annual report of the National Inclusion Commission, annual report of the National Human Rights Commission, and third annual report of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission were presented in the meeting. The meeting also sent National Protocol Bill 2079-BS to the Legislative Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. Meanwhile, the National Assembly lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to resolve the problems being faced by the victims of loan sharing. Attending yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly during the 0 hour, lawmaker Jagprasad Sharma urged the resolution of the loan sharking problem through talks. The government has criminalized predatory lending and put forward the procedure to amend the Criminal Code 2074-BS. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said the Telecommunications Act will be amended. Speaking at a program organized to bid farewell to Communication Secretary Dr. Baikunta Arial at the ministry yesterday, Communication Minister Sharma stressed the need for revising the Telecommunication Act to update it in the new context. On the occasion, outgoing Communication Secretary Arial thanked everyone for encouraging support during his tenure in the ministry. The secretary has been transferred to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The government is all set to run the National Vitamin A campaign for children from the second week of April. Director at Family Welfare Division under the Department of Health Service, Dr. Bibek Kumar Lal, informed that vitamin A and deworming tablets would be administered to the children across the country on the 19th and 20th of April. He said vitamin A capsules would be administered to the children from 6 to 59 months and deworming tablets to the children from 1 to 5 years. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Finland will become the 31st member of NATO after Turkey's parliament voted to approve its application. Turkey had delayed Finland's bid to join the West Defensive Alliance for months. Sweden, which applied to join NATO at the same time last year, is still being blocked by Ankara over similar complaints. Any NATO expansion needs the support of all its members. Finland will now be formally admitted into NATO at its next summit, taking place in July in Lithuania. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gave his approval to Finland's bid earlier in March, praising the country's authentic and concrete steps on Turkey's security. The UK has signed a deal to join a trade pact with 11 Asia and Pacific nations 3 years after it officially left the European Union. Joining the group will boost UK exports by cutting tariffs on goods such as cheese, cars, chocolate, machinery, gin and whiskey, according to the BBC. However, UK's own estimates show being in the bloc will only add 0.08% to the size of its economy. The trade area covers a market of around 500 million people. At least 14 people killed in Madhya Pradesh of India after the floor of a temple built over a step well collapsed on Thursday. More than 100 devotees were offering prayers at Baleshwar Mahadev Chule Lal Temple. India's President Draupadi Murmu expressed condolence over the death of people in step well collapse at Indore Temple in Madhya Pradesh and prays for the quick recoveries of those injured. The space where the well is located is narrow and therefore hindrance was being faced during the rescue operation, said the officials. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. It will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are also possible at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Secondary Education Examinations, SCE, beginning from today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda appeals to conduct the exam in a smooth manner. Top leaders of ruling coalition to meet today as well to finalise ministerial portfolios. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on promoting entrepreneurship. And Turkey approves Finland NATO membership bid after months. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.